broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben, it's 143 days, 19 hours, and 59 minutes until the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua on the beautiful Plantation course. Got a great show for you lined up. We've got Matt Rollins coming on, Michael Kernicki with Michael Patrick Shields. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Champions Tour. Pete Charleston, the president of Golf Logix, with the new Green Books, and I've got one in my hands. For not just the Mid-Pacific Country Club, but also for Bayview Golf Course. It's awesome. And we're going to go to Scotland with Lewin Mayer, senior writer for Global Golf Post, the latest ladies Scottish Open. There's some really great golf. It is overwhelming. And we're going to be talking about all of the golf that's being played with Mark Rolfing. He's going to start the show off, analyst, commentator, NBC Sports, and Golf Channel. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him right in. It's Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, and NBC Sports. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you? It sounds like you got a great lineup today, and I can't wait to hear the conversation about the ladies' Scottish Open. I have to tell you, watching it on the Golf Channel and just seeing all the smiles on the faces of those lady players and how much they're enjoying some Lynx golf in Scotland, I wish the men sometimes had as much fun as they do.
Yes, exactly. They all look so serious. But as soon as Golf Channel ended the coverage from Scotland, we went straight to Bandon Dunes for the U.S. Men's Amateur, right? I mean, it was like boom, boom, and it's not even close to being windy in Scotland, and it's blowing at Bandon Dunes. It was really something to see two Lynx courses. It was awesome. My head's kind of spinning with all the golf that's being played. There's the European Tour. The ladies are working out on the continent, on Scotland, rather, and we've got, of course, the PGA Tour. We've got the Champions Tour. We've got the European Tour. Everybody's playing. Are you keeping up?
Yeah, I am, and I have to tell you, Danielle, I think it says a lot about just what good shape golf is in right now. If you take a look at the last couple of weeks, the U.S. Women's Amateur ratings on the Golf Channel were through the roof last week, the highest ever for that Women's Amateur event, and now the U.S. Men's Amateur is doing the same this week. They were up like 400%.
Wow.
Year-to-date on the Wednesday matches. So it's not just the PGA Tour that people are watching on television. It's pretty much golf at all levels right now.
Well, the U.S. Women's Amateur was amazing because it went for 38 holes. Rose Zhang won the second longest match. It wasn't the longest in championship history. She watched Gabriella Ruffles miss that putt. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah, you get tired, I think. 38 holes is a lot of holes, and you see a player miss a putt like that. I think it's more mental fatigue than physical fatigue, especially for the younger people.
Yeah. And then at the 120th U.S. Amateur, it's been 27 years since anyone over the age of, 25 has won? And I was kind of...
Yeah, it's a young person's game now in amateur golf. There's no question about it. And that's because of the proliferation of college golf. College golf has changed so dramatically. And all you have to do is take a look at what Colin Morikawa did at the PGA Championship. And I think it was all his grooming playing college golf right in that area.
Yeah, but that made me kind of root for Hagestad. He's all of 29, you know, real old guy.
Old guy.
But he's a youngster who's still in, is he out? He's just going to start. He's 18. He's just starting at Stanford this year. And I think he may be one of the youngest to play in the U.S. Amateur.
Yeah, they're just getting younger and younger. We're seeing a lot of really great young players. And I think, you know, college golf has had a lot to do with it. But I also have to tell you, Danielle, that I think the Golf Channel has played a big role, because kids nowadays that are serious about growing up playing golf are watching the Golf Channel. And I think it provides a tremendous amount of sort of education in the game. They learn, you know, how different styles of courses play. There's a lot of instruction they can see on Golf Channel. They learn how to act. They are just sort of working their way up through the junior golf ranks and into college, like living the Golf Channel. And I think it's made them better at younger ages.
Yeah, so you can watch the USGA's U.S. Amateur on Golf Channel. Or you can go to Peacock, their streaming service, NBC's streaming service, and this is something they'll do naturally now. They'll automatically go to a service. If they want to see something, they'll find it. And the U.S. Amateur is on Peacock, so it's streaming. You can watch the entire event via the streaming service and go to Golf Channel to get the larger picture. It's really quite incredible how much NBC and Golf Channel, CBS, have done to really bring golf to the forefront and get people like you and the young analysts who are playing, Frank Nobolo, for instance. it's quite the time right now. It's exciting. This is the last tournament of the PGA Tour season. That seems odd to say, the Wyndham Championship, before we go into the finals.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what to say about that. You and I have talked about this for almost, 5 or 6 years, I guess, now, since they've been doing this wraparound season. I really don't, I have yet to embrace it. I don't quite understand it. I really liked the season when it started at Century Tournament of Champions in January. And think about how weird this is going to be, Danielle. Somebody's going to win the FedEx Cup in Atlanta the first week in September.
Yeah.
Then, 3 days later, they're going to start the new season in California, mm-hmm. which is going to be weird. And then the week after, they're going to play the U.S. Open in New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of that's going to make any sense chronologically, I don't think. I don't know. People are going to be confused by it, actually.
Yeah, well, everybody went from California over to the East Coast, and going from the Bentgrass Greens at TPC Harding Park over to the Bermuda Greens they're playing on at the Wyndham. That was a huge change, going across country, no time to breathe. But let's stop at TPC Harding Park real quick. A couple of things I want to talk about. You being inside the PGA Tour bubble for the first time, you and Michelle Wee, I watched you guys doing the first 2 days of the preview going before the tournament, and Brooks Koepka and his hopes dashed on that final day. And he's being very mysterious. You know, I heard him talk about how he's not playing well. He missed the cut this week because, let's see, his... he's physically fit to do it, but he's just not physically able to do it. He's mentally tired, and I'm going, okay. And then he's asking questions. He's being asked questions, but he's kind of contradicting himself while he's talking to the reporters. Did you notice that?
I did. I'm concerned about his left knee. I have to tell you, since the beginning, pretty much all year long, I've been saying I think this injury is worse than Brooks is letting on. There are times when he tells us he feels 100%, and then you hear him say something like you just quoted right there, where he feels physically fit, but physically he can't do it. In watching his swings, there's no doubt in my mind that left knee is weak. We saw him in Memphis a couple of weeks ago at FedEx WGC event. He had a chance to win that tournament. I mean, it would have taken birdie at 18 for him, but he hit a drive that was kind of a pull hook into the lake on the final hole, and you watch the replay of that, and it just shows his instability of his left knee. Typically, he has a really strong left side, and he fires over to it. That's why he's such a great driver of the golf ball, but he's not able to do that now, and I'm not so sure, frankly, that he shouldn't just shut it down and get it taken care of and start over, you know, who knows, at the beginning of 2021.
Yeah, and I asked myself if he had stem cell work done instead of having something more invasive. Maybe he should have just gone for the invasive, taken the time off, then come back. I think that would have been, that would have handled it. It just seemed like he was trying, and I understand, you want to do something that's not, that's minimally invasive, then if absolutely necessary, go for the cutting, because it's scary.
Yeah, I agree. It was like putting a Band-Aid on it when it needed something more than that. The other thing is you have to remember, he is in the midst of playing a 9-week-in-a-row schedule here, if he were to make it through the playoffs, which is, you know, doubtful now that he's going to make it all the way through the playoffs. You know, he's going to have to play great next week. But if he plays 9 weeks in a row, that is something that's very unusual for him. And he likes his time off, and he has trouble getting motivated for events other than the majors anyway. So he just seems a little bit lost to me right now. You know, he's saying all different kinds of conflicting things about whether Dustin Johnson's his friend or not his friend, or whether they do hang out or don't hang out. I don't know. He just seems a little confused and almost needs a restart to me.
Yeah, and I was wondering why he did 6 in a row, and knowing that he was going to have to do 3 in a row after that, why not? Tiger coming back at Northern Trust, everybody said, why didn't he start sooner for whatever reason? It was smart that he came in, took that one opportunity to find out how his game is, give himself a week, and then start the championship runoff, you know, that trying to get into the top 30, and he's not going to easily do that. I think he's 46 right now, and it's going to be a challenge. There's going to be a lot of guys who are fighting for that top 30. He easily can get into the second, maybe, but all of the, you know, easily, it depends on what body he shows up with.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for him. You know, I was a little surprised. I don't know. I thought he would have teed off at least one or two more times prior to the PGA Championship, but, you know, he's got his reasons for his schedule. Tiger is not putting well. That's the bottom line. And I have to tell you, you know, he is just not nearly as good a putter as he was 20 years ago when he was playing the greatest golf that was ever played back in that 2000 range when he won the U.S. Open by 15 shots and the Open Championship by 8. He was the greatest putter there is on the planet at the time. There's no question about it. And now he is average in terms of putting. And I have to think part of it is due to the fact that he just can't practice his putting. People would be interested to know, but when you have a bad back like Tiger, Danielle, the part of the game that is most difficult and most painful to practice literally is your putting. Because you have to remain stationary in a certain position like that for such a long period of time, as opposed to a full swing. So, to me, Tiger's rest of his year here is going to ride totally on how well he putts. And he didn't really show me many signs in San Francisco that he's got the putting figured out yet.
Yeah, even the longer shaft is not really doing it for him, or he's not used to it. You know, he's not used to being so upright and looking at the ball from that angle. Just a little bit of a change in the angle of your view of the ball over it and looking down to the hole, to your target, really changes everything up. So I kind of get that he doesn't feel comfortable with that length yet because of the view plane. It'll be interesting to see if he is able to make that adjustment, but it was pretty shocking to watch him miss as many putts as he did miss. It was also surprising at the very beginning of the PGA Tour return is watching the number of COVID-19 positive cases. It was like, whoa, I thought everything was like handled, but a lot of people weren't taking it seriously. But now it seems like everyone is, and you can tell us, you were inside the PGA Tour bubble. What's it like?
Well, it's remarkable. I felt very safe. I was tested before I left Maui and tested negative. And then as soon as I landed in San Francisco, I was tested again before I went into the bubble. But they create basically, there's a private medical group that does all the testing for the bubble people for the PGA Tour that monitor your health. It's a very easy system. The test was quick, and the results came to us. I was tested twice. The results came within 24 hours. And then you have an app on your phone where basically every day you go to that app, and you can take your temperature, and you answer a series of questions, and that's basically how they monitor everybody. And I must say that when the week was over and I came out of the bubble into real life, the overwhelming thought I had, Danielle, is why can't we figure out how to do this for everybody in America? Why is only a very small select group able to do what I did in San Francisco? Everybody should be able to do that.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's like, you know, there's some people who can get tested any day they want. And, you know, they can do whatever they want, and then there's the rest of us. And it's scary. I wish we had one voice going out saying, one message going out saying, you got to protect the person you're with. That's why you're wearing the mask. You're not wearing a mask because you're not a strong guy or a girl. You're wearing the mask because you don't want to give what you're breathing out to the person who's standing 6 feet away from you. Because goodness knows how far that stuff can go, you know, those droplets. So
one of the most impressive things to me, Danielle, in San Francisco was how many of the core group of people wore masks. The players, the caddies, the officials, when they weren't actually in the process of striking shots and in the middle of the competition, almost everybody wore masks everywhere. They wore masks on the putting green. They wore masks coming in and out. There was a real sense of responsibility that I felt, and I think it's a really, really good positive thing for the game. And I think, you know, that if they can keep up this type of responsibility by the players who realize and know that they're the ones that are going to drive whether or not they can keep going, from what I'm seeing right now, they're doing a very, very good job.
It's excellent. And obviously there were some people who realized it was really important for the whole, for them to wear those masks and take it seriously. Don't leave the bubble once you're inside. You know, it's like one ball player, can't remember which sport, doesn't matter, tried to sneak his a girlfriend into the building, putting the uniform on her. I mean, it's exactly what you cannot do. You cannot put everybody inside the bubble at risk. If you leave...
No, that was a player on the Seattle Seahawks. Well, he's not on the Seattle Seahawks anymore because the day after he found out he wasn't playing for that team anymore. That's how seriously they took the breach. I can't imagine why he thought he was going to be able to get away with dressing up his girlfriend as an NFL player.
Young and dumb.
Going to the hotel. That's a stretch, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Can I take us back to the U.S. amateur 120th playing? We've got Strafacci, Gupta up against Sharpstein and Osborne. They haven't started yet, but I want to go back to Segunda Oliva Pinto, who lost to Tyler Strafacci when Pinto's caddy did something that I'm not understanding. What was happening there?
Well, the player Pinto had hit the ball into the greenside bunker. It was his third shot on the par five, and he was not paying attention to what his caddy was doing, because you would never expect that the caddy would do that, but what he did was he basically went into the bunker and kind of crouched down and started raking his finger across the sand. He did it a number of times. It was visible to everybody on television. It was not a question at all as to whether or not he would done it. Had done it, and that was basically a breach of the rules. You cannot test the surface that you're going to play off of, and that's basically what he was doing. You know, he's not a professional caddy. He is a caddy at Bandon Dunes, and I've spent some time there, and those caddies are very good. But I'm sure, you know, the rules that typically they play by at Bandon Dunes, which is amateurs all the time and people out having fun, I think he may not have known the rule because it was a blatant violation. And the guy who spotted it was Strafacci's dad, who was his caddy also, and basically called him on it right away, and that was the end of the match. I really hated seeing it end that way.
And Segunda was so cool about it. You know, he forgave the guy who, by the way, from what I've heard, was like a rookie caddy, and it was hard to get inside the bubble, and you didn't make much money from what I understand. I don't know. This is just what I heard from someone. And then most of the seasoned caddies were going to the other courses and actually, you know, earning some money caddying for people who had come to play at Bandon Dunes on the other courses. So really shame. But somebody also said on Golf Channel, Golf Central, you know, if Segundo can forgive the guy, then we should too. And it was terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should, too. I still would like to see him come clean because, you know, basically what he said immediately after the incident, and even when they got him back to the clubhouse, the caddy said that he hadn't touched the sand.
Yeah.
That was his story. His story was, I hadn't touched it, but it was just so evident, and it left marks on the surface. So I wish he would kind of just come clean on it and then move forward.
Yeah, one of those oh, so embarrassing, disastrous moments in life that you have to stand up and say, I did it, and that's all there is to it. So how's Michelle Wee? You guys spend so much time together.
Yeah, we did. I spent a lot of time with her. She is so loving being a mom. She just absolutely loves it. It's interesting. I thought Michelle did a great job again in San Francisco. She really has a knack for that analyst role. We have talked about the future for her. You know, she still believes that she can go out and win on the LPGA. She's got her sights set on the U.S. Women's Open in Houston in December, but I really think she needs to seriously consider what is on the table for her right now. These jobs, you know, for high-profile golf analysts on network television are few and far between. There are not many spots. And I think there will be one for her, but it's not going to be open for a long time. So she's going to have to make a decision, and I really think she is good enough, and I know she enjoys it. She's told me a number of times how much she enjoys the TV part of it. I'm not sure I would compromise that right now to keep playing full-time and trying to be a mom. She can't do all three of those, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's Superwoman. You know, we all think we can do everything. We can do it all. And sometimes becoming a mom, pregnancy, childbirth, makes the body stronger. You never know how her body's going to respond. That would be terrific. But given all of her, you know, issues with the bod, it would make much more sense to just say, that was great, let me forge on, but you got to do what you got to do, right? I mean, if it's in your heart to do something, you've got to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's really strong about her, Danielle, is her mind. She didn't have a single note in front of her either day. Somehow she got herself prepared the night before and the morning of and pretty much put all the information into her bank in her brain. And was very much reactionary to what was going on, but so prepared. It was very impressive, and I know the Golf Channel management was impressed also.
We were. I was. She did a great job. It was a long, long time. How long were you on the air?
We were on for 3 hours. That's a pretty long stretch. You know, it's a little different. If it's Thursday through Sunday, which we did not work, that's when they're actually playing the competition. And so when you do a show like Golf Central, you have shots to analyze, or you have swings, or you have results to analyze. But, you know, early in the week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you don't have that. So everything is just speculation. The other thing that I thought she was very good at was reacting to the news conferences in the men's game. You know, what we do is we show a player in the press conference, and we heard some of the stuff Brooks Koepka had to say and some of the other people, and I just thought she had a great take on them. And I think a lot of that is because she spent a number of years down in Florida at the Bears Club hanging out with those guys. She was hanging around Koepka and DJ and Ricky Fowler a lot. Justin Thomas, she spent an enormous amount of time around. So I think she knows those players and knows their tendencies as well as most of the male analysts in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And they consider her a friend. It was great seeing this one shot, and they were throwing stuff at her. Ricky, was it Ricky and Justin Thomas, I think? It was great, as it is always, to talk with you. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right. Thanks, Daniel.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post, senior European writer for the Global Golf. I always would just want to call her senior writer. We'll be back after this. She's calling in from Scotland and the Ladies Scottish Open. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord? Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Lewin Mayer, senior writer, Golf Global Golf Post, is with us. She's calling in from Scotland, and it is a wonderful view from the television watching as I'm sitting at home. It's beautiful, but it's sparse, of course, with no fans. Lewin, are they working with a very small media group?
The media group, we're having our virtual media conferences. Nobody is actually there, but I feel very close. And I'll tell you this, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 members of my family there doing various things, and I'm not. Because there's no media.
So you've got everybody's so, volunteering, but you're not even there, and you're the writer. Isn't that funny?
It is funny, but my daughter is actually, she's one of those people manning the virtual media center, so she's busy.
Okay, so at the Ladies Scottish Open in North Berwick, Scotland, it's the Aberdeen Investments Ladies Scottish Open. It's being played under this very, very tight bubble. TV crews and very few golf writers, if any. It's virtually done, so nobody's there. The media center is done virtually. And the key, everybody's being tested repeatedly. We were talking with Mark Rolfing about how intense the scrutiny is, and the PGA Tour is taking everything so very carefully, repeatedly testing. I imagine that's being done as well on the LPGA LET.
Oh, yes. I mean, they're being brilliant, these girls. They're going along with everything that's being asked of them. And it can't, honestly, it can't be a lot of fun just playing your golf then going a 45-mile drive back to your hotel, and you're not allowed out of your hotel to run around the streets of Edinburgh or anything. You're really stuck, and you're taking your food and going straight to your room. It is a really hard week for them, and there's no doubt about it, but they're being very nice about it, and they're just saying it's wonderful to be kept safe and everything. So I think they appreciate what's being done for them, which is great.
Yeah, and he also said that watching the girls playing and the smiles on their faces is so refreshing, since the guys, when they're playing on the Lynx courses, don't look like they're having any fun. But the women, I mean, this is tight. Zahaba Munoz and Stacey Lewis and Jennifer Song and Lydia Ko and Cheyenne Knight, and you are just so close together. One shot separates them, and some are tied. This is amazing. Tell us about the golf course and the play that you've seen.
Course is absolutely lovely. I mean, I heard one of the commentators saying that it just looked as though it had been a golf course from the beginning of time, and when it's only opened in 2008. But in fact, it's been a golf course since the middle of the 1800s. And when they were 2008 is when it was done, and by Tom Doak. And when they were sort of building it, they found all sorts of feathery balls, which is interesting. So it goes back a long, long time. And it is absolutely beautiful, as you say.
Yeah, it's. And you didn't have much wind to contend with. There was more wind at the U.S. Amateur.
Well, there has been wind. It was very windy on the first day at points, you know, at various points. But it was a nice day today, a lovely day, and, you know, really good competition going on. And it was quite interesting because Stacey Lewis, who's lying second behind Azahara Munoz, and Jenny Song is one further back. But Stacey Lewis, I didn't think she looked very happy with her score, which was a 70, but she's also not very happy about the pace of play, and she didn't mind saying that the people she's been playing with are going very slowly. Mm. So I don't know whether Azahara Munoz and Jennifer Song have been told what she said or not, but it's not going to make for sort of merry greetings on the tee tomorrow, I wouldn't have thought.
Yes, because they're Stacey's stuck again tomorrow with the same group.
Yes, exactly. Yes. But, I mean, Stacey always has been, you know, she is quite to the point, isn't she? I mean, she's... She's not a Suzanne Pettersen among girls, but she is, you know, she will, if she thinks they're slow, she won't mind saying so.
And it's refreshing. You know, on the PGA Tour, we hear so much of the guys saying this and that about each other, and we usually don't hear that much inside the LPGA or LET. It wouldn't look good for women to be lambasting one another. We're just not ready for that, I think, as a society. But I think the pace of play needs to be taken much more seriously on the LPGA, on the LET, than it is, because it seems the women sometimes slow down a lot more. It could be my imagination.
Well, I don't know that they really do. I mean, the LET think that they go faster than the LPGA, so... it's a vexed question. I don't want to get in the middle of it.
Oh no, but, I meant versus the men's tour. You know, it just needs to be a little bit quicker pace.
Yes, versus the men's tour. Yes, I think, you know, the men have they are going quicker. I've noticed that, you know, in the last year or so, they do get a move on. But I think Jenny's song was quite. She really was quite slow today, and Azza wasn't exactly. You know, she takes her time, so it is a difficult one. But they, you know, for the look of the tour, it does need to. You know, it's better that they move faster. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We're getting more eyeballs on. I mean, the ratings for the women are going through the roof this new season, and to keep those eyeballs on, we need to, you know, spice it by just bringing that pace up and not so much analyzing. It was almost. Jordan Spieth, the look and the look and the look and the look and the look. It's like, God, you know, just fire.
Yeah,
that's the part, you know, you start feeling sorry for them. Danielle Kang, she's a back-to-back champion now, right? And she's only, she'd love to three-peat, I mean, how long has it been since that's been done? By NB Park, I think it was, who did it last, right?
Yeah, so she is, she's, what is she? She's 2 under par, and then you've got Azahara at 7 under. So she's got a lot to do, but she did come back in the marathon, didn't she? She was behind.
By five
the
strokes.
Lydia Ko.
Yes.
Yes, by five strokes after, was it after 13, 14 holes or whatever? But anyhow, she came back. And she seems to have been responding very well to Butch Harmon's suggestions. Because, you know, I mean, as one of the, Mickey Walker actually, when she was commentating, said, you know, she'd remembered a few temper tantrums on Danielle's part, and she wasn't seeing them this week. But it probably so far this week hasn't been a good week to judge. Because, you know, she's just got 2 wins under her belt, and she's been playing very nicely.
Very nicely,
I mean,
indeed.
What it needs is one of the press people to ask a question that she doesn't like. Then we'll see if she's improved or not.
Nothing like getting inside the ropes.
So I assure you, I won't be that person who risks it.
But, no.
that'll be the ultimate test.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to do that. So the weather forecast for tomorrow.
Well, as far as I know, it's not too different from today. I mean, you can't tell up here because you just, you think, you know, our weather is jumping around all over the place at the moment. We're having, you know, one day it's absolutely grilling. And for us in Scotland, grilling is something like 23 degrees. And then it can shoot down where you have to have your central heating on. So it's, we do not know what to expect.
Okay. Well, we'll be watching. That's for sure. It's a fabulous time for me because I wake up so early in the morning, turn it on, and it's live. It's fantastic.
Oh, yes. But I mean, there's so many players that you have to watch, aren't there? I mean, what's sad is we lost last year's winner. You know, she didn't make the cut, Shibuno Hitaki. You know, the Japanese girl that won last year down at Woburn?
Yes.
She won the British Arthur, but, you know, so she came here to play before going to Troon. And she may have lost the odd ball, but she's lost something else, and that was her beautiful smile. You know, she was grinning all the way at Woburn. But I think she's had a really hard time since winning that British Open, because apparently in Japan they never leave you alone when you're successful.
That's right.
Woman golfer, they just sort of all run around after her all the time.
Yes.
And she said it was a difficult time. I spoke to her the other day on the phone, and she said it had been tough, but she thought she was back to giggling and enjoying it. But unfortunately, you know, if you go in the Renaissance rough a few times, you're not going to be giggling and enjoying yourself.
No, because that rough is like 3 feet long. Oh, always a pleasure. Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post, senior writer, and covering everything Ladies Scottish Open. Are you going to be covering the Women's British in the same way that you're covering the Ladies Scottish?
I'll be covering it like that. There are a few press people going. I didn't apply for it because Global Golf Post have got to, you know, since so many things are just doing it virtually, they just wanted us to do it the same for a bit more. And then, but I'm finding it very difficult not to be there. I just want to see live golfers.
Like we all do. And it's so exciting. It's hard to keep up with all of it, but it's always a pleasure. You'll have to be on again next weekend so we can get into, is it next weekend, right?
Next weekend. Yes. I mean, I'll be watching. I'll be fascinated by the whole thing.
Hey, we'll do it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Okay, that's lovely, Danielle. Nice to speak to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to come back. Pete Charleston is president of Golf Logics, and Golf Logics has something I have in my hands right now. Usually you think of, you know, your phone, your apps. You use Golf Logics to try to reach. Now you can actually, like everybody else you see on the television set, you can flip open your book and turn the pages, and you can see the lie of the green. And when I was looking at, I'm looking at Bayview Golf Park, okay, and I play at Bayview a lot with the juniors, and number two is always, always very, very difficult to get into the hole. That green is so hard to read, and now I know exactly why. There's one tiny place on that green that you've got to get to get in the hole. We're going to come back with Pete Charleston right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
By the way, are you ready for a staycation? Now through Labor Day, your Maui home away from home is Napilikai Beach Resort. Fully furnished rooms, beautiful views from spacious lanais, a two-night, three-day package for two starts at $559, including a round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Plantation Course. Upgraded rooms, additional golf, available at great discounts. Come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay. Dine at the award-winning Sea House Restaurant. Call 800-367-5030 to book your stay. Napilikai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Oh, by the way, if you are going to go play a round of golf, if you want to go to, let's say, Kapolei, you have to book online. That's part of the process now. You have to book online. At Bayview, though, you call them. They have a tee time at 8:32, a 9:10, a 10:08, an 11:18. Their number is 247-0451. Also, Kahili on Maui has a 9:45 and got a Wailea Gold Course tee time at 10:20. Maui Nui has a 9:30. Kauai at Poipu Bay, you could play at 9:30 or 11 o'clock. And on the Big Island at Makalei at 9:28.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, when I first heard that there were green books at golflogix.com, I thought, oh, that's nice. And I went there and I clicked on Hawaii, and then I saw all these golf courses, Hawaii golf courses. Just click on your state. You'll see the golf courses. And there was Mid-Pacific Country Club. My goodness, my friend is a member there, and we play there all the time. And then Bayview Golf Park, Bayview Golf Course, Bayview. I'm over there on Sundays with the juniors, and this is awesome. Let's bring him in now. Pete Charleston is president of Golf Logix. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, thanks, Danielle. Glad to be here.
It's great having these green books or green maps and yardage book inside my hands and to be able to flip it open like I see so many of the tour players do, and then actually see just all the little arrows telling you which way the slant is on the green, how it's going to run. Then there's a heat map. So you're going to have to explain. So you use the heat map to see what?
Well, the heat map really identifies you know, the slopey areas of the green. So what you see there in red and orange and yellow, those are the more severe slopes. So whether you're making an approach shot, which is really important, sometimes pins should not be shot for, right? Sometimes you do need to play a little safe. But it gives you great information from the fairway on your approach. And then as you walk up to the green, whether you're putting or chipping, you immediately see those slopey hills and, you know, you see the blue and white is going to be your really flat areas. So
right.
It really, really helps you make smart decisions while you're out on the course.
Yes. And so then as I look at this white section in number two, which was one of the most difficult greens to actually hit and sink a putt, even though it's a par three, I can see exactly why that little spot, that little white spot, is exactly where I have to be, because this green is going to take my ball everywhere but where I want it to go if I don't get right in that little target zone. That is incredible, the information that you have available. When did you decide to do these?
Well, we've been working, you know, Golf Logix was the first company to launch within our Golf Logix app, the green contours. We saw them start using it on tour way back in, like, you know, 2015. They, you know, it started being more prevalent. And we decided, well, why can't we provide that same data to the amateur golfer? And we launched in our app. We created all this, you know, these amazing things in the Golf Logix app, which you can get in the Apple App Store, the Android Play Store. And we actually could read the putt for you, which was really cool. Now, we got some feedback from some of our golfers, like, oh, this is cheating. I don't want to take my phone to the green, all sorts of different things. And so we said, you know what? Let's create something that's you know, rules compliant, so USGA approved, and you can put it in your back pocket. So it's almost like you know, tradition meets technology. This amazing new green contour technology, but it's in the shape of something you're used to—a yardage book—and
yeah,
it's totally legal.
And so it's rules compliant. So it's, you know, you're
yes,
totally playing by the rules, and you don't feel like you're violating them when you post your scores. That's fantastic. So the whole view shows you where you want to land your tee shot. So I need to. So what is the best way for me to approach this, since there's so many different views?
Well, we basically created a yardage book, so kind of standard look and feel of a yardage book, which gives you the 3D view of every hole, right? And it kind of lays out, oh, there's a bunker there, there's a dog leg. Like if someone's vacationing to Hawaii, or I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, very tourist destinations, someone's coming there, they're playing a course they've never played, the whole view is great because you're like, oh, it's a big dog leg. Oh, yep, there's water up there. So you're able to use that to play smarter off the tee.
And then
you make your approach, that's when you can start using this, you know, approach view or heat map. And then as you get on the green, then you can really dive in and get an understanding of how your putt will break.
And dial it right in. Where did you get the information for, like, let's say, Mid-Pacific Country Club or Bayview?
Well, that's our secret sauce.
Oh.
We have a lot of different methods, you know, of obtaining the data, but it's amazing new technology, you know, accurate to, you know, literally 3-4 centimeters. So, you know, what you see is really, really true.
Is what you get.
These,
yes, what you see is what you get. Exactly. So you can also customize the book. Tell us about how do I customize my book.
Well, certainly the golf courses, you know, we obviously sell direct to consumers through our e-commerce store at golflogix.com, and you can simply search your course and order it, and it'll be custom built and sent direct to your house. But we also sell direct to the golf course. So, you know, we're in the process of getting set up at golf courses all around the country.
Okay.
And we put their custom logo for the golf course on the book.
Okay. I was kind of getting at customizing your book with the clubs in your bag and all of the important distances you need on the course. Yes.
Yeah. So we do have a sheet that allows you to write notes down, and then also a sheet within the book that allows you to track your clubs so you can write down your clubs. You can start taking some averages and really putting notes down on how far you hit your clubs, and you know, start to plan your approach based on, you know, how far you actually hit your shots.
Right, actually, I like that. Well,
sorry,
it's okay. Golf Logix, the app, you'd be able to, let's say you just wanted to keep track of how far your clubs are hitting the ball, each one. I can do that with Golf Logix.
Yeah, so the app is, you know, the app is the most comprehensive that's out there. And for, you know, it's $50 a year, and you get access to 3D hole imagery to every course around the world. You get all this amazing stat tracking that we offer, club distances, so you can actually track the distances of all your shots. And then, you know, obviously we also offer this amazing green contour data. And, you know, that's at any course worldwide. And then our green books that are, you know, a newer launch here, you know, they're $40 for the green book, but you can put that in your back pocket. And the one thing I'll tell you, the first objection we started getting, oh, I play at a private club. I know my greens. Well, I play at a private club, too. And let me tell you, the pin moves every day. Your ball's not in the same spot every day.
Yes.
And our best customers to date have all been from private clubs because, if, you know, when you're out there, yeah, you know, maybe we play for a few pennies here and there.
Pennies, yes.
You spend $40. Yeah, you spend $40 at your club, you're probably going to win it back on the first day.
So there's a how to read the maps in here to see the video tutorial. You take a picture of or the code on this that you get, and then you go to the store.golflogix.com, and it'll just go through everything that Pete Charleston and I spoke about. It. The arrows point downhill. The grids are 5-yard increments. Each contour line equals 3 inches of elevation change. The closer the contour lines, the steeper the slope. Colors on the green indicate the percentage of slope. It's very comprehensive. Now, if I want to use your app on my phone to keep track of the distance the ball goes with each club, would that be legal?
It is. You have to check always. Unlike the book is 100% rules compliant. We have people using it in, you know, pros using it, you know, in the smaller events.
Right.
They bought directly from us.
Got it.
The app, you always have to check and make sure that phones are legal for tournament play. So that's the knock there.
Okay. So, but it would be legal if I were playing with my friends and I wanted to post a score, but that's really what I'm getting at, because you want to get used to using a green book. So when you're in competition, you're playing in a tournament and you have to be tournament ready, rules wise, then you want to use this, the green book that I've got in my hands, and it feels so good.
you feel like a tour player. It's amazing.
It does. Just holding it, I feel like, yeah, you know, I know I'm going to flip the page just like he did or she did. Yes. So, Pete, where do I get it? Just go to golflogix.com and I can go to the green store?
Yes, you go to golflogix.com. That's LOGIX. And you'll see Shop Green Books right there on the homepage. And literally just plug in your course name. And if we have it mapped, then you can buy it right on the spot. And we custom make it, ship it direct to your house. It has a beautiful, like a plastic passport sleeve almost. And that protects it, along with the book itself, is waterproof and tearproof. So really rugged. And one thing I also ought to note, you know, any listeners, and I'm 51, so I'm in this ballpark, but, you know, I don't see so well up close anymore. And this was Pete tested, this book. We made the arrows really big, really easy to read. So at a glance, literally, without even learning how to use this, at a glance, you are going to know with 100% certainty the putt's going left or right and whether it's uphill or downhill.
The more time
you spend with it, you'll learn even more. Does it mean, you know, left edge, a ball, a cup, a foot? But for 100, you'll never miss a putt on the wrong side of the hole again with this book.
This is, and it's so true. I mean, I just looked at two at Bayview and I went, yes, that's now I know. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you for having me on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pete Charleston is president of Golf Logix. GolfLogix.com is where you go, okay? Okay, we're going to come back. Michael Patrick Shields, their travel guru extraordinaire, travel writer for TravelTattler.com, is going to introduce us to a friend of his. Indeed, and this is a very important person right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer, too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Are you ready for a staycation? Now through Labor Day weekend, your Maui home away from home is Napili Kai Beach Resort, with fully furnished rooms and beautiful views from their spacious lanai. A two-night, three-day package for two starts at $559. Includes one round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Plantation Course. Upgraded rooms, additional golf, available at great discounts. So come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay. Dine at the award-winning Sea House Restaurant. Call 800-367-5030 to book your stay. It's Napili Kai Beach Resort and Kapalua Golf Getaway.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right. Michael Patrick Shields is the award-winning, actually fantastic radio show that he does in Michigan. It's Michigan's big show, and it's syndicated. Plus, he's a fabulous, he's my travel guru extraordinaire. And he's introducing us today to Mike Kernicki, Michael Kernicki. So we have Michael Patrick and Michael on the show with us this morning. And Michael Kernicki is the director of golf of True North Golf Club. And he's a principal in a new, it's a really good idea too, golf guidance group. This is what it's called, golf guidance group. And it's four guys who are bringing all of their knowledge together to guide country clubs in the best route to go, and probably could, you know, everybody should take a listen just at golf courses in general, because they do know a lot. Let's bring in Michael Patrick Shields. Welcome in, Michael Patrick.
Aloha, Danielle, from the Midwest, which has really been the cradle of the PGA Tour and the Champions Tour for this summer. Lots of events all around us, as you know, here in the Midwest.
And yes, yes.
You talked earlier about somebody who was involved in innovation in golf and how this very staid and traditional sport that we participate in is evolving and changing. And as I'm sitting here right now on the True North Golf Club in northern Michigan, I'm looking down at my footwear. I've got a pair of Adidas Code Chaos shoes, Summer of Golf, and they look like tie-dye golf shoes, okay? You wouldn't be caught dead 5-10 years ago wearing these types of shoes, but they're the hippest thing going. And you talked about, you know, the events that are going on the tour. Right now at Firestone Country Club, again, a very traditional place where the likes of Nicklaus and Palmer and Player and Watson and Woods have all won. Very private course. And guess what? They are now offering public play with some very exclusive stay-and-play packages so that you can go and walk in the footsteps of Tiger Woods, maybe in these Code Chaos shoes if you want, from Adidas.
Right.
But the point of it is,
This is something
that was unheard of before, that you could go to a private club and do that. And so the industry and the game is evolving, and it's going from, you know, being something that was sort of always locked in. Even the collars on the golf shirts, if you remember, used to be virtually made out of cardboard. And it's all different now. And this is one of the things that you'll find with the vast amount of experience that Michael Kernicke has, is that when he goes into a club or a course in Hawaii or anywhere else, you want to honor tradition, but you also have to evolve and do so in a smart way that's innovative and yet tried and true. And that's what he is. He's both of those things, and he's on our line right now.
Michael Kernicke.
Well, aloha, Danielle.
Hi.
This is a real treat to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
It's a treat to have you on. I'm thrilled because right now at Firestone, the region's tradition is going to be the only PGA Tour Champions major on the schedule because they've had to cancel everything else. We just got word that another one, it was canceled. So I am, the region's tradition's been canceled, excuse me, leaves only this weekend's tournament, the players.
Senior players.
Senior, yes. And so that's what's, and the senior PGA Championship, the U.S. Senior Open, and the Senior Open all canceled. It's really exciting to know that the guys who are playing now know that they're playing for all the money when it comes to a major championship. Tell me a little bit about how you and your three friends got together to create, Michael, if you would. Tell us how you created the Golf Guidance Group.
Well, it's so kind of you to ask. And in these uncertain times that we're living in, we felt that it was really the best time to bring this forward. We're four icons in the industry, if you will, with no ego aside, but we've been friends for a long time. And last January at the PGA Merchandise Show, one guy and then another guy kept saying, you know, I get a call about this. Can you find me a general manager? I get another call. Mr. Style, Marty Hackle from Golf Digest fame, is one of my partners. And, Marty gets calls all the time. I'm going to renovate the golf shop. What should we do? Dick Stewart, national award winner with the PGA of America and merchandising, he's on our team. And then myself, many years of experience in being a general manager as well as a director of golf. And then Gene Matari, who is ran Saucon Valley, a famous club in Pennsylvania, for about the last 30-plus years as a general manager and director of golf. And so we got a little knowledge behind us, and we've been helping clubs across the country with some strategic direction, doing some searches when needed. But, the bottom line is, clubs are trying to figure out how to become more successful, whether they're a club, private, or public, or whatever. We've got a lot of experience here at True North. When the owners brought me in a few years ago, the need was membership. I put some programs together that are proven programs that I've used over the last 40 years, and we've brought in 50 new members in the last year and a half. So, all good stuff. And so, consequently, now we're trying to share that with other people across the country.
That's great. It's a great idea because growing the game, and I mean keeping people interested in coming back, a lot of people coming in will want to do what Michael's doing. He's wearing those interesting shoes that he's described, right? Or people want to wear different attire than some of the more staid members of your... Do you get pushback?
Well, you know, it's all relative. It is evolving a little bit. I mean, if you go back a few years, you weren't listening to too much music on the golf course. You're hearing that a lot now with all these Bluetooth speakers that are on people's golf cars, and so things are changing. One of the things that we are doing is we're representing two brilliant young men who collectively have got their own little companies here, but one came up with the idea for a golf emergency app, which is a free app that you can put on your phone, a club can put on there, the members can have it, all the staff can have it. But it's got everything you can imagine for that particular club. And the one thing that we always run into, everybody's got their phone with them. And one thing you run into, somewhere on the golf course, somebody has a medical emergency. One of the guys can pull out his phone, pop one button, and all the EMS, all the management of the club, everything is GPS right to that position.
Wow.
I mean, it's incredible. And when you think of club budgets and course budgets, this is a minor, minor cost. And then another gentleman has come up with what we think is unbelievably good in this day and age, because, you know, knowledge is power and data is power. And most clubs, courses, whatever, have a point-of-sale system, you know, a catering system, all software, you know, tee time system. And if they want to get data, they've got to grab it from this one, from that one, from that one, download to Excel. Well, this smart individual has come up with algorithms that is able to integrate all of these systems in one. And so now at the fingertips, the managers, the owners, or whatever, if you're in a marketing situation, you know exactly when these people come to your place, you know who they play with, you know when they eat, what they eat, you know all of this information, which is what clubs need going forward to become successful. So we're pretty excited about bringing these two apps out.
Yeah. Are you going to tell us the name, or do we have to get in touch with you to the Golf Guidance Group?
Well, you know, the easiest way is going to be to contact me or contact any of us at Golf Guidance Group. And that's golfguidancegroup.com. And then, you know, we all have email addresses, mkernicki, K-E-R-N-I-C-K-I, at golfguidancegroup.com. But there's a golf course emergency app, and then there's the Club Pulse dashboard. And we can send you to demos and have you meet with the individuals. And if it's right for your club or course or municipality, frankly, it's going to be the right thing for you to do.
Okay.
But, aside from that, golf is booming, isn't it? Every colleague I talk to around the country, member play is through the roof, and golf is something that we can do and do safely, and that's a great thing.
Yes, it's golfguidancegroup.com, golfguidancegroup.com. Slide over to principles, click on principles, you'll see Marty Hackle's face and his email address. You can go down to Michael, he's right here with his email address, Gene Matare, is that how he pronounces his name?
Yeah, you got it, Gene Matare.
Okay,
yes.
And then you go to Dick Stewart. All of these guys are listed with their email addresses, so you can go in, even their telephone numbers, and give them a ring and find out more about Golf Guidance Group and what they can do for your course. And as you said, municipalities could take advantage of this to drive, you know, all of the incredibly important features. When you talk about having a way for people to get someone, everyone... One of the most famous singers in Hawaii had a heart attack at the Kahuku Golf Course, in the middle of the golf course. He did die, but there was no way to, you know, get everybody there right away, to get out the word out right away, and that's magnificent, and wonderful.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's a small price to pay for saving a life, and
yes.
You know, Danielle, so many times in my career as a general manager, we would have the entire team take a CPR course, you know, and just in case we ever needed it. And then, you know, then I hear so many times around the country, you know, okay, now they need it, and they're like, what did I learn there a year ago?
Yes.
Well, you know what, you can click on, you can put your phone right next to the patient, you can click one button, and it takes you through the whole thing, so you can do it without, you know, wherever you are. So you know, the bottom line is safety is a big concern, and from a marketing standpoint, data is a big concern. So you know, we're just here to help people. We're a little boutique firm, and we're going to have fun doing it.
It's excellent. Michael Patrick, thank you so much for introducing me to Michael.
Thank you very much. It's nice to link friends together and connect that. And as Michael Kernicke has told me from the 25 years or more that I've known him, golf shrinks the world. And we shrunk it a little bit more today as we helped connect each other in safety and in health and in spirit of the game.
Absolutely. And what sets Golf Guidance Group apart is the expertise, reputations, and knowledge of our four principals, leaders with a combined 200 years of experience in the golf industry. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for being on the show today.
Mahalo.
Danielle, aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
You remember the story of Hezekiah, Mike? Wasn't he a good king that served the Lord?
Yes, he was, but he also did something foolish. He let some strangers see all his stuff, and they came back later and stole it all.
Wow, bummer.
Some people today do that too. They have an open carport so strangers can tell if they're home or not.
Can we help people like that, Dad?
We can enclose almost anyone's carport and give them the security of an automatic garage door.
It'll make the home look nicer too.
Maybe if Hezekiah had rang your garage door, he could have kept his stuff. You just gotta call my daddy now. 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Ready for a staycation, aren't we all? Now through Labor Day weekend, your Maui home away from home is Napili Kai Beach Resort. With fully furnished rooms, beautiful views from their spacious lanais, a two-night, three-day package for two starts at $559. And that includes a round of golf for two at the spectacular Kapalua Plantation Course. Upgraded rooms, additional golf, it's all available at great discounts. Come enjoy the crystal clear waters of Napili Bay and dine at the award-winning Sea House Restaurant. Call 800-367-5030 to book your stay. Napili Kai Beach Resort, Kapalua Golf Getaway.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Let's bring him in from, well, Kauai is where we normally talk to him from. Matt Rollins, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And welcome in.
Hey, Danielle. I'm back in Canada right now.
How's Canada?
Canada is fantastic. It's actually some pretty nice weather. Not as much humidity, though. Skin's pretty dry.
Oh, yes. Well, make sure that you, you know, moisturize.
Yeah, it's all about the moisturizer.
It truly is. All right. Well, actually, right now it's all about all the work the final results for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association match play tournament benefiting the Hawaii Food Bank. And the kids did a fabulous job. They went out 5 weeks of exciting golf, benefiting the Hawaii Food Bank. But they did the work getting the funds. Tell us how they did that.
Yeah, they did. They were great. And we thought, like, when we were first talking about our tournament season and everything that was going on, we thought best case scenario is obviously to get the kids back out there playing, but also for them to just think about giving back to their community a little bit. And so these kids reached out to their networks and their families and got some great support and raised $6,500 for the food bank kind of over that 5 weeks. And it's nice to for them to give back, I think, to some organization that's really doing this important work right now. I think some of the stats said that 1 in 8 families need some significant help in that area right now. So it made a lot of sense, and the kids were all behind it, which was awesome.
Absolutely fabulous. And now tell me first, did you talk to them about how they felt about getting back into competition?
We spoke a lot with the other organizations in the state, and then we did talk to some parents and some of our members, and they were all ready to go for the most part, and especially in this format, in the match play format, because that was just bringing two kids together and then following golf course guidelines. So there were a lot of great facilities, golf courses around the state that opened their doors to these kids and just made it really easy and accommodating and welcoming for them. So kind of a big shout out to the golf courses in Hawaii.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it was great. And some of the other feedback that we've received from the kids, the parents, is they're still a little bit concerned about stroke play and the big group gatherings and the travel. But the match play format was great.
Yeah. Maya McDonald, she said, even though this year wasn't how a lot of junior golfers had hoped, I'm so grateful HSJGA created this match play tournament to give us an opportunity to play the sport we love during this challenging time. I thought that was so nice to hear.
Yeah, it was for sure. And you don't really know until you hear back from some of these kids. And it was a big success. And unfortunately, like, we were kind of hoping that we may kind of salvage the season, but just with what's happening the last couple of weeks, it looks like our tournament season is potentially fading away a little bit. We had a call yesterday to just kind of discuss what the rest of the year looks like, and we're going to keep Tournament of Champions on our radar right now and revisit that in September, and hopefully it's something that we can still do. But we may have to shift our focus a little bit, and we could be spending a lot of time with our members and helping them prepare for college and kind of planning out exactly what works best for them. So we're going to spend some time there. And there are some of the island associations still doing some activities locally, so we hope that can continue. The first tee wrapped up their schedule. They did 8 weeks of classes right up till the end of July, which went very well, and there's a big wait list of kids there. So the popularity is there. The kids and the families want to get out playing, and we just hope that we can continue giving them a venue for that.
Yeah, and it's scary. The numbers are scary. Traveling is terrifying. Being in an aircraft where you have no spatial distances, it's really, really hard to do that. And, I mean, just the idea of going back to school for a lot of kids was scary. It's just that kind of time right now. We don't know what's happening. But I love, like, Noah Koshi from Hawaii Baptist Academy. I really enjoyed the match play event that the HSJGA organized. It was definitely a fun opportunity to compete since I haven't been able to since March. The tournament also allowed me an opportunity to show college golfers, or coaches rather, that I was still competing and staying sharp even though the pandemic and our travel restrictions are in place. That's exactly right, because a lot of the seniors getting ready for that next step to college, this is a really hard time for them.
It's a really strange time. Like, they don't even know if their college season is going to happen, so they're sitting back and they're waiting. But for Maya, for example, is going off to the University of New Mexico, and it looks like she's heading out there pretty soon, and that They'll be having their regular season there, I think, the sounds of it. But yeah, it's just an opportunity for these kids to compete and then communicate with the college coaches that might have them on their radar, and just, yeah, to kind of keep in the loop with things. And so yeah, it was a big positive. And we may look at running an event like this kind of in the off season of our regular tournament schedule in the future, because I think it was successful. The kids had a little bit of time to plan their matches when it worked for them and their parents, and it seemed pretty accommodating and easy to navigate for them. So we'll probably add something like this to our schedule in the future.
That's great, because, you know, this just happens to be the time when the Hawaii Food Bank is doing their food drive, and they're going to do it virtually. So the fact that you guys were raising money, all the kids raising so much money, they are doing this fundraiser now, and I'm going to have information about it right after we take a break. Can you hold on a second?
Absolutely.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're talking with Matt Rollins, Executive Director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And there was going to be the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions that happens every year based on points accrued over the entire year. And the idea after this match play to raise money for the Hawaii Food Bank, that there could be some tournaments that the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association puts on. But, of course, that requires travel so that everybody gets an opportunity to play. Were you thinking, Matt Rollins, about maybe having just island-based tournaments and then those winners possibly going to Wailea?
Yeah, we were looking at that for stroke play for this year, just to kind of round out the season a little bit. And we're not sure yet what we're going to do. Obviously, it's been such a weird thing. Like every couple weeks you're taking another look at it, and it's always changing. So right now it looks like we're going to maybe develop a little bit of a plan to focus more on marketing the game around college golf planning and prep, a little bit on first tee and getting some new locations established for first tee in areas that would benefit from the program. Which really that program and what the island associations do and Hawaii Junior Golf Day, those are all things that are going to grow the base of kids that are getting into the game. And if we can focus our efforts and our time there and be successful in those areas, then we're going to have a ton of kids playing sport, and that's going to feed competitive golf as well. So We'll have to see. We're going to have some discussions. We're in strategic planning meetings right now with our board, and so we'll figure out where we're going in the short term and the long term. But it's unfortunate. I feel bad for all of the kids that love competitive golf, and they're missing out on really important seasons for themselves. And I know the parents love it too. Like, it's such a good, healthy outlook for these kids, especially at a time like this.
Yeah, it's kind of like for adults who work out all the time or love classes where everybody works out together, and then you find you can't do that anymore and you don't have quite the same inspiration. You start feeling like you're getting fat and flabby. And competition, it's sharpness of the brain. You got to practice it just like anything else, right? It's not like just staying in shape physically so you can go play a great round of golf and win. You got to have your sharps upstairs too, and that comes with practice. So all of those things require repetition. So I thank you so much for you and the board and all you do for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee, bringing all of the different aspects of junior golf together, because some kids are going to just want to play to play. Some kids are going to want to play to compete, to win, to go on to college, to play. Goodness knows what their dreams are. Thank you for helping to make all of them come true as best as you can. And thank you for making it possible for the kids to have fun, too. So back to the Hawaii Food Bank's food drive, going virtual to keep everyone safe. HawaiiFoodBank.org. You donate $10. It helps provide food for 25 meals with the food bank's affiliation with Feeding America. So $6,500 that Hawaii State Junior Golf Association raised. Imagine the amount of food that can be provided for those meals. Spread the word. That's another thing you can do by tagging Hawaii Food Bank and use the hashtag GiveByExample. And you can also go online and fill up a virtual shopping cart and leave extra food on shelves virtually. All you have to do is make your choice. Go to HawaiiFoodBank.org. It's their virtual food fundraiser. Matt Rollins, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate you being here. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to wrap up the show for you now. Reserve your tee times at Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf on Oahu. All of the COVID-19 precautions are in place. Social distancing, disinfecting, all of that stuff that they do for you. The carts, they've got, of course, the top tracer screens to take care of, because disinfecting, all of that is so critical to keeping all of us safe and keeping the golf courses and the driving ranges open. And at Bayview, they have top tracer driving range, which is absolutely awesome. And so is the golf course, because Eric Onodera is doing amazing things. He's just working so hard. And it's like Casey Nakama said, if you haven't played at Bayview lately, you really need to go over to Bayview, because Bayview is awesome. It's a great walking course, particularly the front nine, because it's flat, but you get that gorgeous view of Kaneohe Bay on the back. So Bayview Golf Course, Oahu Extraction, suited, gloved, masked to come into your home safely. Oahu Extraction, they'll help with your flood and mitigation needs. So if it floods or water drips in unseen, call Oahu Extraction. If you've got kind of a weird feeling about there being something in the walls, for your peace of mind, just ask for a thermal hydrometer check to see if anything is growing in the walls. They can see it without any invasions of your walls, because an undetected leak can cause all kinds of problems in the air and in the structure. Oahu Extraction, call them, 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment has everything you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. You're going to have a wonderful time. You're going to find the generator that you need for $9.99. Always great service. That's the Honda EU2200i, by the way, for $9.99. Everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. Because after all, it's always growing. So you got to do something about it. Go to Aloha Power Equipment and your Honda Superstore. Rainer Overhead Door, they are hiring an installation professional, okay? They will train you need to have minimal mechanical ability. You know the basics of pressing buttons and using equipment, that sort of thing. Call them. 676-3667. That's 676-3667. And you can also see their latest garage door designs at HawaiiDoor.com. That's HawaiiDoor.com. 676-3667. I'm Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.